I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. More people need more help because of the coronavirus pandemic and lockdown. That's why the Quad Cities United Way is kicking off its annual campaign early. During this fall sprint, United Way Quad Cities hopes to raise $2.5 million by October 1st. President and CEO Renee Gellerman says the organization had to start early because the need is so great.
We're looking at the challenges facing our school districts and our parents of kids that have maybe 2 days in school, 3 days out. If they go back to work, what are they doing about child care? We have a digital divide, inequities in digital access for too many of our families. We just couldn't wait.
Last year, the local United Way raised $7.1 million. But after talking with Quad Cities business leaders, Gellerman says meeting or exceeding that amount this year will be a tall order.
It could be a 20% loss in our campaign, which means that's 20% less going out to our community. And I think it's really important for people to know that we're in a grant cycle right now. We have over $10 million of requests from organizations that are serving people on the front lines that need help. And we have $3 or $4 million to distribute.
An anonymous donor will match the first $300,000 given by new donors and increases in donations compared to last year. The United Way campaign will continue through February. I'm Michelle O'Neill.